I'm sorry, Lucien apologised. Gerald isn't, Miranda pronounced. It gave him a chance to say it again. He's a bore.
Oh, you do embarrass me with your compliments, he replied as he walked over.
Once he reached them, he drew close to her, trying to kiss her neck. She turned and slapped him, the sound echoing sharply off the red brick walls of the house. He pretended to stagger backwards as if dealt a mortal blow. Well, I don't recall you ever attempting to compliment me, she said. You're too self-obsessed. Metal abruptly grated on stone as Adrian pushed his chair back and stood up. He glared at Miranda for several seconds, his brows screwed up contemptuously, as if he was about to shout something at his sister. Instead, he turned and stormed into the house.
It's the height of bad manners, she called after him, to leave your guests to entertain themselves.
Her words had trailed away as it became obvious that her attempts at humour had failed.
Well, Gerald shrugged, I am glad Lucien and Elizabeth are only guests. I'd hate to think of them as permanent fixtures, rotten away like that in the spare bedroom. Lucien was mortified by his comment, but then even more horrified.